Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Radford with We the Parents. Sam, for a few years now, there's been a bus driver shortage nationally and here locally in Western New York and for the Buffalo Public School District. But going into another school year, where do you think things stand now for Buffalo Public Schools as far as ensuring kids get to school and get home in a realistic time frame?
Yeah, actually, that bus driver shortage has been going on, you know, pre-pandemic. You know, that's been going on for probably 6, 7, maybe 8 years now. And, you know, obviously I think we have improved from where we were 3 years ago, where we couldn't, you know, get everybody to school every day on time and we couldn't get kids home on time. It's much more improved. The three-bell schedule had a huge impact on that. So we've made progress, but we're still not all the way there. You know, as a matter of fact, through the West New York Education Equity Task Force, we, you know, have initiated a research project just to look at, you know, busing and see if this makes sense for us to continue to be doing, given the fact that, you know, due to bus driver shortages and, you know, we busing kids all around the city of Buffalo, can we really afford to do that? Do we really have the capacity to do that?
Yeah, and you mentioned the three-bell system. I was going to ask you, do you think there were significant improvements last year when the district implemented the system?
Yeah, I think that the improvement was across the board. The first improvement was in the leadership of the superintendent, because she was much more transparent about the problem than the previous superintendent, and she worked much more collaboratively with the community and with parents and with the bus company, and we got to a better place. But we didn't get to a full solution. You know what I'm saying? So we made progress. So I want to acknowledge very significant and important progress. But, you know, one of the things we should be able to guarantee is that every child is going to get to school every day on time and get picked up and dropped off at a reasonable time. And we can't do that right now. There are things that come up, like weather, the Monday after a Buffalo Bills game or Tuesday or Friday, depending on when they play, you know, where we have bus driver shortages. And then that affects, you know, kids getting to school on time and have kids staying on the bus stop longer than they need to be, having kids getting home late. So there are things we should be able to do, like, you know, if we go back to, you know, 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, in that range, you know, we have more than enough bus drivers. We got the kids to school every day on time. And we haven't done that effectively, you know, I would say, for at least the last 8 years.
Do you think going into this school year, there is still a school bus driver crisis? Do you have any concerns, you know, going forward into this school year for children getting picked up and dropped off?
Well, it just depends on how you define crisis. I mean, it is not a crisis compared to where it was used to, where it was at in 2022 and 2023. It's not that kind of crisis. Is, you know, obviously the three-bell schedule has made things better than it was. But if you consider every child not getting to school every day on time a crisis, yeah, you know, there's work to be done. You know, we still don't have enough bus drivers. You know, that's just what it, you know, comes down to where we really need is a surplus of bus drivers so that we can make sure that, you know, when drivers call off or, you know, when you have, you know, a lot of drivers out, that you have enough of a surplus to cover, you know, making every route every day. And, you know, that's not necessarily the case right now. But, again, I want to be real clear. It's much better than it was, you know, in 2022, the 2021-22 school year and the 2022-23 school year. I mean, last year we made a significant jump. And, you know, we hope the biggest room in the house is always the room for improvement. And so hopefully we'll make more improvement this year.
You mentioned this task force that you were a part of. Are you guys still doing work into the school bus driver shortage even now?
Yes, we're looking at just the whole transportation system. We're looking at, you know, the whole school choice model. We're looking at, you know, the whole, you know, remember the reason why we're busing kids all over the city of Buffalo started with desegregation of schools. And we're way past the desegregation of school phase. You know, at this point, you know, we're looking at is a community schools model more practical based on, you know, the situation we are in right now. And again, we don't have no predetermined ideas about it. We just, you know, working with the University of Buffalo doing some research right now just to make sure that we as a community are doing our due diligence to make sure that if there's something we are able to do to ensure that all of our children can get to school every day on time and get picked up and dropped off at a reasonable time, that we're doing that.
Do you think going into this year there will be continued improvements, especially as you still have that three-bell system in the district? Or do you think it's going to continue to take some new, fresh ideas to get more school bus drivers or a better solution?
Yeah, I think both of those are true. I mean, we'll hear tomorrow the superintendent is going to do her State of the School address at noon over at Buffalo State College, Rockwell Hall. And so we'll hear. But I'm optimistic, you know. I mean, up until now, the superintendent has clearly, you know, moved us in ever since the superintendent has been in leadership, we have moved in the right direction. We've made progress. So I'm going to be optimistic and assume we're going to continue to make progress. You know, but again, there are realistic challenges. I mean, anybody who, you know, watched the last school board meeting, you know, there's a, you know, $200 million projected deficit. And, you know, all those things have an impact on what's happening with our children. So I'm looking forward to hearing from the superintendent tomorrow. But as of right now, I'm optimistic that things will get better.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.